a weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 20. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 73. We'll see wind gusts at 30. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 53. As we head into Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies, windy, temps lower 70s. Right now, it's 70.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Higher crop prices this fall have increased the payout of crop insurance coverage for corn, soybeans, and cotton covered by revenue protection policies. Michael Clements shares what this means for farmers.
The fall commodity markets rally means crop insurance coverage under the revenue protection policy will be based on the fall harvest price for corn, soybeans, and cotton. American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist John Newton says the revenue protection policy with the harvest price option is one of the most popular crop insurance products.
When a farmer suffers a crop loss, the harvest price option indemnifies the grower at the higher of the spring price or the harvest price. And the spring price is discovered in February, and the harvest price was discovered during the month-long period of October.
This is the first year since 2012 the harvest price was triggered for corn, and the first time since 2016 for soybeans and cotton.
The spring prices for corn, soybeans, and cotton were announced earlier this year at $3.88 per bushel for corn, $9.17 for soybeans, and 68 cents per pound for cotton. And all three of those crops have a higher harvest price this year. Soybeans are now $10.55 per bushel, $3.99 per bushel for corn, and 69 cents per pound for cotton. So crop insurance policies will use these higher prices when determining the revenue guarantees.
Newton says the harvest price option provides more support for farmers and ranchers who suffered a crop loss this year.
Well, for any producers that suffered a crop loss during 2020, this growing season, or reduced yields due to adverse weather, the higher harvest prices will help a producer by indemnifying at the replacement value of the new crop. So this does provide more support for those farmers and ranchers that have suffered a crop loss this year.
Learn more on the market intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
More ag information online anytime at AgView.net. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, if you have solar panels on your home, you may be seeing an increase in your electric bill from Evergy, the largest electric utility company in the state of Kansas. Cake News reports that Evergy is proposing to charge households with solar panels a $25 a month recovery charge to provide solar energy. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled back on April 30th at the ruling that Evergy rates for customers with solar panels do not align with state law. The company has proposed a grid access fee of $3 per month per kilowatt of installed private generation capacity, and if the plan is rejected, Evergy will proposed charging all customers a minimum of $35 a month, including customers who did not use solar panels, to make up for the cost. And some say it could hurt the low-income families across the state.
We feel that punishing low-income customers using a minimum billing structure, all because solar customers cannot be subjected to price discrimination, is simply wrong.
That audio from Cake News. The issue will be ordered on or before February 25th of next year. Good America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock UGO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,900. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Office expired November 30th, 2020.
A judge has thrown out the murder conviction of a man who spent more than 12 years in prison for a shooting he says that was actually a murder-suicide for which he was framed. Wyandotte County District Attorney Market Dupree told the courts he would not seek to retry Olin Pete Coons after the judge found he received an unfair trial in the 2008 shooting death of Kathleen and Carl Schrall in Kansas City. Dupree credited his office's conviction integrity unit for uncovering exculpatory evidence that prosecutors had not disclosed to Coons or his defense attorney. And a Democratic candidate who admitted to circulating revenge porn and who was charged at the age of 14 with threatening to shoot a high school student has won a state House seat in Kansas. Democratic leaders said on Thursday they'll try and oust the 20-year-old Aaron Coleman after a tweet from Coleman against Democrat Governor Laura Kelly. Coleman was the only candidate on the ballot in his Kansas City district in Tuesday's election, and he had nearly 1,500 more votes than the riding candidates combined. A Democratic leader said a now-deleted Coleman tweet on Wednesday was, quote, threatening the governor. Mid-America Network News.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Governor Pete Ricketts imploring residents of the state to follow Nebraska's voluntary coronavirus safety guidelines as the number of new cases and hospitalizations have surged to record levels. Ricketts is also suggesting that the state could reimpose social distancing mandates that were lifted back in September. His comments yesterday came as the state's top public health official warned that Nebraska needs to reduce the number of cases to avoid overwhelming hospitals. Nebraska reported a record 1,828 new coronavirus cases on Wednesday. The number of daily hospitalizations soared to a high of 698 the same day, following a week of exponential growth. The election office in one of Nebraska's largest counties closed to the public after the commissioner and several staffers tested positive for corona. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Sarpy County Election Commissioner's office closed yesterday and is expected to reopen in 1 week. Rick Everett, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade, and we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offers valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock, UGO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County USD 108 schools closed Friday as an on-staff adult case of COVID-19 was identified Thursday that may have had multiple student exposures, with some students exhibiting symptoms. In order to keep students and staff safe and allow time for the district to track any additional potentially affected individuals, classes were suspended at Washington County Friday. Remote learning continues at Valley Heights USD 498 for junior and senior high students. Reportedly, 71 people affiliated with the school are in quarantine, with 17 confirmed positive cases. With increases in COVID counts, Marshall County Commissioners at Monday's meeting agreed to temporarily close the senior dining sites, including the Helmering Center at Marysville, as well as the Blue Rapids and Frankfort Nutrition sites effective Monday. Curbside pickup and delivery options remain available, with requests to be coordinated through the Agency on Aging office at 562-5522. A house fire was reported in Blue Springs Thursday morning. Blue Springs and Wymore Fire Departments responded shortly before 10:30 a.m. to a residence at Irving and North Washington Streets. The occupants were able to escape safely, although it is believed several cats inside may have perished. No cause has been determined as yet. The cold weather rule in Kansas is in effect through the end of March. Utility disconnections are disallowed with certain specifications, and payment plans with utility providers are an option. This applies to residential customers under KCC jurisdiction. Citizens can learn more through the Kansas Corporation Commission website or by phone at 1-800-662-0027. Marshall County 4-H held a virtual achievement banquet last Sunday, recognizing the Joe and Amy Schmitz family of Axtell as Family of the Year. They've been involved in 4-H the past 28 years and are active with the Axtell Busy Bees. Other awards and achievements were also recognized as October concluded the annual 4-H month recognition. The Veterans Museum, recently established at the former Masonic Temple in Seneca, will be open this Sunday 11 to 2 in recognition of Veterans Day upcoming Tuesday. Artifacts on display are related to Nemahal County service members and showcase their contributions. The museum is regularly open Tuesdays 9 to 4:30. The Marshall County Historical Museum in Marysville announced earlier this week they will be closed until further notice due to COVID threats. Staff remains available for requests and information. Martha J. McGinnis, age 71, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Martha McGinnis. Patty L. McCord, age 61, of Fairbury, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church in Fairbury. Burial in the McCord Boot Hill Cemetery. Gertis Meyer, Funeral Home of Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Patty McCord. Lonnie A. Shannon, age 82, of Vermilion, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8, at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Shannon. Estella M. Bernasic, age 91, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Private family service is planned Saturday at Kinsley Mortuary, with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Stella Bernasic. Emma Lou Nelson, age 98, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Wednesday, November 11th, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Interment in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Emma Lou Nelson.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we are still seeing quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead across the upper parts of the Midwest. We have the zonal flow, west to easterly flow of winds. Same thing in the central parts of the United States, still bringing some very warm temperatures for this time of year. That will continue as we head into Sunday, into Monday, before we see a cool down as a low pressure system will move in, bringing some rain showers. So across the area, sunny, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 50s with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, around 73. We'll see wind gust at 30. Tomorrow night, mostly clear at 53. As we head into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, windy, lower 70s, and Sunday night, partly cloudy skies. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early November, 61. Record high on this date, 85. The average low, 35, and the record low, 11 degrees. Sunset this evening, 5:21. Sunrise in the morning at 7:01.
November is a busy month for our feathered friends. We'll share a few bird-watching highlights today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that's served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 6th, the 311th day of the year. Composer and conductor John Philip Sousa was born on this day, and a patent for the electric shaver was awarded to Jacob Schick on this day in 1928. November can be a fun month for bird-watching enthusiasts. It's a good time of year for rare sightings. Migrating birds often get blown off course or simply fly in the wrong direction. East Coast species can end up in the West and vice versa. Even wrong-way strays from other continents have been spotted from time to time. Winter finches may begin to appear at backyard feeders this month as well. And if a snowy owl eruption is coming to your neck of the woods, early sightings may be found in open fields and near lake shores. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check out our backyard birding info at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. Chiefs coach Andy Reid would have loved to have Christian McCaffrey in his offense. The versatile running back of the Carolina Panthers can do just about everything that Reid asks of his own backfield. He never got that opportunity when the Panthers took him 8th overall in the 2017 draft. But the Chiefs turned out okay. Two spots later, they drafted quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who merely led them to their first Super Bowl title in 5 decades. Now, Reid could get his first chance to see McCaffrey in person when the Panthers visit Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. In a side note, the Chiefs closed their facility after practice yesterday when an unidentified staff member tested positive for COVID-19. The team is continuing preparations for Sunday's game against Carolina. Kansas College football tomorrow. The Jayhawks and the Sooners kick it off at 2:30. And then at 3 o'clock, it's Oklahoma State and the Kansas State Wildcats. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty at Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer selling on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock UT0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing support. Motor credit. Not all qualify. All for rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
Brant Snedker found a lot of fairways and greens at difficult Memorial Park. Top-ranked Dustin Johnson returned from the coronavirus, and fans were back, too, yesterday at the Houston Open. Snedker shot a 5-under 65 in the afternoon to take a two-stroke lead in the last event before the Masters. It's the first domestic PGA Tour event to have fans since the Players' Championship on March 12th. Jason Day was tied for second with Scottie Scheffler, Harold Varner III, Carlos Ortiz, Michael Thompson, and Cameron Davis. The NFL and the union investigating the San Francisco 49ers and receiver Kendrick Bourne for possible violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. A person familiar with the investigation says the probe is looking into whether Bourne was wearing a face covering as required by COVID-19 rules. Recapping weekend football, the Jayhawks and the Sooners hit the gridiron at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Oklahoma State Cowboys take on the Kansas State Wildcats at 3 o'clock and the Chiefs and the Panthers on Sunday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Regional postseason football action kicks off Friday. A premier eight-man matchup pits two Twin Valley League teams for a second meeting this season as Hanover entertains Axtell. Axtell coach Eric Detweiler talks about what it will take to defeat Hanover, who won the matchup between the teams earlier this year.
We got to minimize mistakes. Last time we had about a 1 to 2 minute spell in that ball game where Hanover scored 3 touchdowns. Momentum is a huge thing in 8-man football, and we can't have that little 2 to 5 minute window of bad mistakes, limit turnovers, things that lead to huge momentum swings in this ball game. You know, Hanover kind of runned at will on us last time. You know, had a pretty good idea what they were trying to do to us, and we just couldn't stop it. You know, we got to focus on that, minimizing mistakes and stopping their simple plays before we can even worry about what they try to do offensively otherwise.
Meanwhile, Hanover Wildcat coach Matt Poyer knows his team can't take a previous win this season for granted, and they'll have to be at their best to defeat the Eagles tonight.
We're going to need to limit the big play. On the defensive side of the ball, we have to make sure that we are very assignment sound and not allowing them to score in bunches. And, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, just like the old adage says, you got to take care of the football. You know, I feel like we're going to be able to do some things on the offensive side of the ball. But at the same time, you know, our kids need to make sure that they execute. As far as our focus goes, I've never really one that kind of dwells on the past or whatever. But I definitely think that it is, in this case, a little bit in the back of our kids' mind that this is the team that ended our goal last year.
Additional coaches' comments from Axtell and Hanover on our pregame show this evening preceding the live broadcast with kickoff at 7, live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Opposite that broadcast, Marysville travels to southeast of Saline to meet an undefeated team. Bulldogs 4-4 face undefeated southeast of Saline. Marysville head coach Dustin Hoyer.
They're not flashy or fancy or anything like that. You know, they've got a very talented roster. They've got a couple of kids especially that do some really good things, and they've been able to kind of line up and be better than people most of the year. And we've come a long ways. I hope we have enough opportunities left to kind of see just how good we can be. But I think our kids are hungry to make sure that we improve every Friday. I think that they're excited about the opportunity to go out and play a game that we don't think anybody's going to really give us a chance in, and not to play the underdog card. But I think our kids are excited to prove something this week.
Dustin Hoyer will also be our guest on the Coach's Corner this evening following sports airing at about 5:30, as well as our pregame show ahead of a 7 o'clock broadcast live tonight on AM 1570 FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Marysville at southeast of Saline, Class 3A. Class 1A Centralia hosting Wabunsee. Eight-man Division 2 in our broadcast feature Hanover entertains Axtell. Frankfurt is at St. John's Tipton. We'll have that game streaming live on our website, KNDYRadio.com. Cape Rep's pregame show airs this evening at 6, a roundup of all those teams still in postseason football action.
KNDY.
Lots of rivers, towns, and mountains are named after people who settled in a specific area. This man never imagined an important piece of land would bear his name. We head to a famous ridge on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Heather Runyon shares the story of a man named Benjamin Crowley.
There are a lot of stories about him, but he was not the first person to settle here. He was, however, one of the first prominent settlers to bring in a lot of other people and set up his own little community.
Crowley put down roots just north of present-day Jonesboro, Arkansas. However, he'd seen much of the country before arriving here.
He lived in Kentucky. He had fought in the War of 1812, and the way that they paid their officers was they gave them land grants. His section of land was originally in Missouri, but it sank pretty much in the New Madrid earthquakes of 1811-1812. So his land grant ended up a swamp.
He traded his swamp for another parcel of land to the south in Arkansas Territory.
Once he was here, he started writing all his friends and family about how great it was so that they would come join him. He ended up bringing a lot of people in, and actually the first courthouse, the first post office, a lot of firsts were happening on his homestead and in his house.
That homestead is about 15 miles north of today's Jonesboro, Arkansas.
He did have a farm. He also had a mill set up here, grist mill. It didn't have huge amounts of land. It wasn't what most people would consider a plantation set up, but he did have a fair amount of land. So it made a nice little farm mill area for him.
The farm was not in the flat, fertile river bottom, but on a ridge. If you live in the area, you already know about that ridge Benjamin Crowley homesteaded. It's still a very important geological feature. So what is it, and why is it so important? That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Para Gould, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a real estate auction, 119 acres, more or less, Nemahal County crop and pasture land with a farmstead located 3 miles west of St. Benedict in Nemahal County. Saturday, November 7th, sale begins at 10:30 at the Community Center in Seneca. The well-kept farmstead consists of a quality drogie-built two-story home, machine shed, two-car detached garage, barn, and other outbuildings. Farmstead is served by rural water. Property surrounding the farmstead consists of 75 acres terraced upland cropland, 44 acres of brome grass pasture. For inspection, contact John Klein, Klein Realty and Auction. This sale for the late Leonard and Clara Krogman, 119 acres, more or less, Nemahal County crop and pasture land with farmstead, selling at auction Saturday, November 7th. Sale begins at 10:30 at the Nemahal County Community Building in the Seneca. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction, real estate broker and auctioneer.
Livestock barns aren't built to be as cozy as your house, but in the winter, you might be concerned about animal comfort. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Heating the barn depends on several factors, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever I left a door open as a kid, my parents would say, "Were you born in a barn? Shut the door, you're letting in the cold." Well, a barn can be chilly even when its doors are closed. If you have animals in the barn, you may be wondering if you should provide heat during the winter months. Morgan Hayes is a clinical assistant professor of agricultural and biological engineering at the University of Illinois. She says it depends on the animal and how it's acclimated to its environment. Cattle can tolerate temperatures below zero, but baby pigs need to be kept as warm as possible. She recommends heating a livestock barn with forced air heaters.
They're basically a propane or natural gas heater that has a fan or a blower in it that pushes air through and then dispenses warm air inside the barn. I would consider those to probably be appropriate and fairly cost effective for heating animal space.
Sometimes the only heat you need in the barn is for human comfort. A small space heater or a heat lamp can take the chill off so your hands don't go numb. Remember to turn them off, though, when you leave the barn, as they can be a fire risk. Hayes says a lot of times people want to make the barn as airtight as possible. They shut off the ventilation or turn it down so much that they end up with condensation on their walls. She says that's a big concern.
One, it deteriorates a barn quite quickly to get a lot of condensation on a barn. And two, it also provides an environment that is more likely to provide disease. The moisture in that barn can really increase the likelihood of bacteria growing. If there's not enough ventilation to move air through, you're more susceptible to it.
Crack open a window or run a fan that pulls air out of the barn to help with ventilation. Learn more about heating the barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. in an interesting time. Even if you want to find a way to give back, it can be tough because of the pandemic. But did you know you can actually volunteer virtually? You can make a difference for someone just from the comfort of your couch. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So there's something called virtual volunteering. It's a trend that's been growing for years, and it's more relevant now than ever. All you need is your phone or a computer, and the understanding that God wants you to be a blessing to others. Most charities and churches need volunteers now more than ever. Do you have a special skill like writing or web design, maybe accounting? They would be valued by almost any nonprofit organization. And they're always looking for people to do basic office tasks too. Just think about the talents you have to offer. Chances are, there's a need for it somewhere. So go ahead, be generous from your couch. When you give to others, your life will be filled with meaning and gratitude.
Welcome to the Holiday Open House in Frankfort. Get in the holiday mood with Elsie Grace's fantastic food mixes and homemade fudge, the Treasure Chest's greenery and Christmas decor, and the Altstadt Gallery European Antique Shop, unusual gifts for the unusual person. Join them Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5, for the Holiday Open House in Frankfort.
When it comes to food, the younger generation has rigid standards. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Young adults in particular, but also older generations to a degree, have high standards for their food. Brent Scotto is CEO of Aimpoint Research.
Consumers more and more are suggesting that I should be able to have good taste and healthiness. I should be able to have something at a good price and it's fresh. I should be able to have variety and I should be able to trust that product and I don't have to compromise. And in large part, they're right because the food companies and the retailers are responding to this.
Scotto suggests farmers should pay attention to these trends.
We found that these drivers are universal across generational groups, which also could be a factor in maybe how we can relate and understand. If we're focused on agriculture, we live out in rural America, we might not be fully perceiving the dynamics that are shifting in the marketplace.
Scotto says the food and agriculture system needs to keep evolving.
The building blocks of Agri-Food 2030 are very different than the building blocks of Agri-Food even 2020, let alone 2000, let alone 1900s. We have to continue to innovate and transform. We got to move faster as an Agri-Food value chain, and we'll continue to do what we need to do.
Learn more at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Friday. Sam Spank with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. When we spoke with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, he discussed drought coverage in winter wheat growing areas and the impacts on the currently developing crop.
The commodities in drought this time of year, a lot of the focus obviously is on winter wheat. We see a little over 40% of the winter wheat area in drought at this time, and that is up fairly significantly from 5 weeks ago when we saw just under one-third or 32% of the winter wheat production area in drought. You might remember as we came out of the very wet 2019 growing season, a year ago we just had 8% of the winter wheat production area in drought. So we've seen about a five-fold increase over the last year, and again, that fairly sharp increase just over the last month. We do see our lowest winter wheat conditions for this time of year going back 8 years to the fall of 2012, a again, indicative of the significant drought that is affecting areas from the plains westward.
Now, in other news, the U.S. Census Bureau and the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis announced the goods and services trade deficit was $63.9 billion in September, down $3.2 billion from $67 billion in August. This is the first time in 3 months the trade deficit has shrunk. September total exports were $176.4 billion, $4.4 billion more than August. September imports were $240.2 billion, $1.2 billion more than August. And export goods increased $3.7 billion to $122.8 million in September. The export figures note that exports of foods, feeds, and beverages increased $1.6 billion, including a $1.4 billion increase in soybean exports. The deficit with China decreased $2.1 billion to $24.3 billion in September. U.S. farmers are enjoying the increased sales to China with a bump in commodity markets this fall. The Department of Ag reports corn weekly sales were 16% higher than a week ago. Soybean sales slipped but remained at the highest pace in 2 years. Mid-America Ag Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Price Reform in Cattle Economics, or PRICE Act, addresses areas of critical importance for cattle producers, according to Congressman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma. He said COVID-19 showed the industry what vulnerabilities are in the U.S. meat supply chain.
It demonstrated, though this was an ultra-efficient system we have, just how susceptible it was, whether it was sick employees in the packing plant, or if restaurants couldn't take that half of the meat supply that was packaged and designed for their sales, or when consumers in panic went to the grocery store and discovered that there wasn't enough hamburger or bacon or chicken breast to meet their needs. It demonstrated a bunch of these things, and this may be the time, hopefully with the momentum we've gained here, to try and focus on that.
Included in the bill are existing legislative proposals to open new markets for state-inspected beef products, like the Direct Interstate Retail Exemption for Certain Transactions Act, and new provisions to aid producer-owned beef processing facilities and increase transparency in fed cattle transactions.
The goal of the Price Act, of course, is to maintain what I would describe as a robust food safety inspection system, but it also tries to create the opportunity for producer-owned processors to develop a better capacity.
Lucas, who is a former chairman of the House Ag Committee, believes that the various elements of the Price Act can help cattle producers improve their chances of survival in the days ahead. If the measure can gain the traction needed to be passed by Congress, then signed into law, possibly during the lame duck.
It's possible. But most of the oxygen will be taken up by some sort of a second CARES package. The other challenge is going to be, if you change administrations, you'll suddenly have the people that we need to work with at USDA and across the senior leadership positions are beginning to pack their boxes up to leave. That'll be a challenge.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Ori and Samuelson, to wind up my week of FFA subjects. I've covered the four stars, but now I'm going to cover a couple of outstanding chapters after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
In addition to the individual awards, the Stars of America, of the FFA, there are many other ingredients in award building and career building at the FFA. So I want to talk about a couple of FFA chapters this year who were winners in the 2020 Premier Chapter. And the first one, Building Communities. The FFA chapter in Normal, Illinois, was named 2020 Premier Chapter Building Communities during the fourth general session of the 93rd National FFA Convention that this year was held virtually. The National Chapter Award Program recognizes outstanding FFA chapters that actively implement the organization's mission and strategies. These chapters improve chapter operations using the National Quality FFA Chapter Standards and a program of activities that emphasize growing leaders, building communities, and strengthening agriculture. So let me talk about the Normal, Illinois FFA chapter. It used the Beauty in Reusing activity to educate FFA members about waste and recycling after learning that each person in the United States creates about 3.5 pounds of trash per day that is sent to landfills. The members focused on repurposing materials, and the members created 32 flower planters made from recycled materials to hand out in celebration of Mother's Day. And then let me look at the other chapter in Illinois as well. The Streeter FFA chapter of Streeter, Illinois, was named 2020 Premier Chapter, Strengthening Agriculture, during the fifth general session of the 93rd National FFA Convention. Another of the members of an alumnus of the FFA chapter had a semi-truck stolen from his farm. But Streeter FFA members wanted to do something about the damage the stolen truck left in its wake, and as a result, the members developed a program that they entitled as Becoming Semi-Aware. The program has taught members and driver's education students about semis, from their size and power to how they could remain safe while working and driving them. And for that, they received the 2020 Premier Chapter Award. Congratulations to all of the FFA award winners who were honored at this year's convention. Sorry I couldn't join them because of COVID-19, but be safe and be well. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Touch your machinery engines and listen to them. Paying attention to noise, vibration, and harshness can help you determine engine condition on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get out in front of your harvest with a newly redesigned and vastly improved Lexion Combine from Claas. The world's most productive combine now harvests 31% more acres per hour with up to 43% greater fuel efficiency than its competitors. Lightning fast unloading speeds and the industry's largest grain tank. Get the only combine that harvests more in less time without sacrificing quality. For those who run the numbers, get ready to run the all-new Lexion Combine.
Fill once, plant all day. The Thrive 3D application system from FMC is a revolutionary in-furrow crop protection platform that plants up to 480 acres between refills. The Thrive 3D application system mounts to most major planter brands and can be yours at no cost with the FMC Freedom Pass program. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Machinery talks to you. Are you listening? Listen to engines when they're operating and touch them. Noise, vibration, and harshness, or the lack of, are good indicators of reliability. They can help you make comparisons between brands or models and possibly determine life expectancy. Ray Bohax is Successful Farming's engine man. He says just by using your ears and your hands, an engine should speak quality to you.
Even if you're not a machinery person, you could glean what sounds very nice and very smooth. And then also, if applicable, you want to be able to touch something and you want to feel how much vibration or lack of vibration is in it. The less vibration there is, the better the quality. Because keep in mind that when anything mechanical that rotates or reciprocates has vibration, that creates an excessive amount of wear.
Bohax says when comparing machines, tools, or engines for purchase, a low level of noise, vibration, and harshness usually comes with a higher price tag because it's costly in relative terms to quell them. On day one, when you acquire a piece of equipment, listen to and feel it so you have a baseline to go from.
And then you could say to yourself down the road, geez, yeah, this is starting to sound a little bit funnier. It's sounding differently than it did before. And that would be the trigger for you to start to investigate and see what's going on. And then also, at that particular point, a good tool to use is an infrared temperature gun, non-contact thermometer, which usually if something is starting to fail, it'll have elevated heat.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about evaluating noise, vibration, and harshness in engines and machinery at agriculture.com.
Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the all-new 2021 Chevy Colorado. Four-wheel drive, it's a Z71, the Midnight Edition. As well, a 2020 Chevy 1500 LTZ Z71 and a 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax LT. It's also a Z71. New pickups at the Norris Motor Company.
Good Friday afternoon. Mr. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through this lunch hour here on this nice Friday afternoon, we're still seeing a mostly mixed bag through the ag commodity markets. However, we are starting to see a drop-off in the grains as we see December corn now down 3.25 to 406, March down 2 cents at 412.75. The wheat complex also mostly lower. December Kansas City wheat now down 5.75 to 557.25. March selling at 564.75. That's down 4.75. Soybeans are a mix to mostly lower day. November soybeans down 2.75 to 10.99. January's down 2.5 to 11.01. However, they do see some slight gains beyond that. December soybean meal still down 5.60 at 382.20. And soy oil also weaker. December down 14 points at 35.33. Same story for cotton. In fact, a triple digit drop now. December cotton down 111 points at 68.97. A mix to mostly higher day in the livestock. In contrast to that, December live cattle up 57 cents to 108.92. February up 85 at 112.30. Feeder cattle are also still in the green. November up 30 cents at 137.87. January up 65 to 136.05. A mostly lower day in the lean hogs. This is where we start to see some pressure. Is December hogs down $2.42 to $65 per hundredweight. February's down $1.02 at $67.45. Energy markets still lower as well. Natural gas down 5 at $2.88. Heating oil is down 2 to $1.14. And unleaded gas is down 3 at $1.08 a gallon. December crude oil drops $1.46 to $37.33 a barrel. In the metals, mostly higher, including December silver, up 45 cents, trading at $25.64 an ounce. Gold's up
610 to 1952.90. Stock markets now seeing some slight gains. Dollar index still down 30 points. Markets here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimas, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY, Marysville.